This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Western governments warned Thursday of the threat of a terror attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, and said those gathered in the area seeking evacuation from the country should move to a safe location. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul said in a statement, U.S. citizens who are at the Abbey Gate, East Gate, or North Gate now should leave immediately. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated Wednesday that the United States sees a potential threat from the Islamic group's affiliate in Afghanistan. The United States is pledging to continue efforts to extradite Americans, U.S. permanent residents, allies, and others vulnerable from Afghanistan, even if it means going past the end of the month deadline for American forces to leave the country. Secretary Blinken said there is no deadline in getting out Americans and Afghans who want to leave past August 31st. As many as 1,500 American civilians remain in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett set to visit the White House later today for talks with President Biden about Iran, security issues, and the coronavirus pandemic. The meeting will be the first time the two leaders speak in person since Bennett became prime minister in June. Major focus of the talks will be Iran, both its nuclear program and what a U.S. official called the country's destabilizing activities in the region. The United States and Iran have held several rounds of indirect talks about rejoining the 2015 international agreement that limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is